three Americans have been released from Chinese prisons and are heading home. We have late-breaking details from CBS's Linda Canyon in Washington.
The White House says Mark Swiden, Kai Lee, and John Leong will soon return and be reunited with their families for the first time in many years. Swiden was facing a death sentence on drug charges. Lee and Leong were imprisoned on espionage charges. The U.S. says all three were wrongfully detained. In exchange for their release from China, the U.S. has agreed to release three unidentified Chinese citizens. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah seems to be holding so far after a deal brokered by the U.S. and France. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS Morning.
We're going to have to monitor it and implement it day by day. And the United States and France, along with our other allies, are committed to help doing that. And of course, at the end of the day, as the deal states, Israel retains the right to self-defense if Hezbollah or any other terrorist group violates the deal.
This is the sound of Philadelphia International Airport the day before Thanksgiving.
So far, it's been good. It's not bad at all. Don't seem like it's going to be. It's doing good. It looks good.
Sheila Garvini is headed to Miami, one of more than 3 million people expected to fly today. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has already passed through Philadelphia toward Washington on Interstate 95. He's one of nearly 72 million Americans driving longer distances this week.
The drive has been pretty good. We hit some traffic leaving New York City this morning. We'll eventually end up in Washington. 95, traditionally the busiest freeway on the East Coast. AAA said expect traffic to really start picking up. Traffic volume will start to build now as people are getting on their way today, and it will get worse when we get into the afternoon.
24 days into the holiday shopping season, the numbers show that shoppers have spent nearly $77.4 billion actually online. Adobe Analytics lead analyst Vivek Pandya says that's about 9% more than last year.
We see upticks in electronics, personal care, and cosmetics products. We see upticks in appliances, smartwatches, bicycles.
Correspondent Michael George is on the CBS Health Watch with a look at new research on the effects of football-related head injuries.
Concussions slow the brain activity of high school football players. A report by the Radiological Society of North America found the young concussion victims showed decreased cognitive function, lower test scores, and problems with concentration and memory. The study says young players should take time to fully recover after a concussion.
The Dow is up 5 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win in Miami. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 106-103 victory over the Heat. Just before the game, Giannis had to drop out with a swollen knee. Guard Damian Lillard.
They said he wasn't going to be in the lineup. I needed to come out and be in attack mode and just try to make things happen and just have that energy.
Lillard led with 37 points, 12 assists. The Bucks now 9-9. NFL, it's the Packers and the Dolphins tomorrow night. The forecast for Green Bay, cloudy, windy. What's it like playing quarterback in the cold? Jordan Love.
In the cold? I don't mind. I mean, it is what it is. You know, being here in Green Bay, it's going to be cold, and you got to go out there and play whatever the conditions might be. So playing here, we practice in the weather every day in the cold, especially a team coming from Miami. You know, I'll take that any day.
It was sunny and 81 in Miami. So how do you get a team ready for 25 degrees at Lambeau?
I was just going to carry ice cubes in my pockets and throw them at players all week.
That's the Dolphins head coach, Mike McDaniel. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight, temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 39.
Wisconsin boy here bought his first guitar in Monroe. Tommy James, WRJN.
Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Basically, you asked us to keep the station local and play songs that you weren't hearing anywhere else on the radio. You got it. That's why we call ourselves Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing the house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. From a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and the smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer.
I keep away from a runaround to a play that I keep away from this girl. I don't know what you'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she loves you and she'll put you down. Now people love to put you wise. She goes out with other guys. Here's a moral and a story from that guy who knows. I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew to say, I'll keep away from her, run around to a yeah.
Deion DiMucci on WRJN 85 and still going strong. Also going strong, WRJN's Big Deals, where you can save up to 30% on some items. $20 gift certificates for only $14. Check them out on our website, WRJN.com.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her. But she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has improved my soul. Temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride. It's never ending tonight. With me, she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes, looking through my soul. The temptation eyes, you've got to love me.
From Pasadena.
She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
except here we're covering the little old lady from Pasadena, so that doesn't really apply. But local news, timeless hits, Paul Harvey coming up at 12:05. But let's check in with Stuart from the Radio Park Newsroom on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While criminal charges haven't yet been filed, we're learning more about the owner of that historic mansion in Burlington that burned down last week. 65-year-old Robert Staten has a documented past with the city and law enforcement. The history includes a September arrest for assault, multiple violations for court-ordered alcohol restrictions, and failure to obtain necessary permits for work on the historic property. While Staten faces potential charges related to the fire and prior offenses, Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges. Fire investigators continue to search for the cause of the fire that destroyed the 1882 mansion. Helping Hands will be handing out turkey dinners tomorrow. Racine's Festival Hall will host the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It provides a free meal to those in need from 10 to 1. Event organizers could still use some extra help, with volunteers and sponsor information posted online. You can find more at WRJN.com. Numbers from the hunt are coming in. Derek Tritz has more.
Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday, and the DNR has released preliminary harvest numbers. Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year. Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported. Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight, temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Because
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus with some advice in general. Sometimes you just shouldn't open your mouth and say things you shouldn't say. Like this next guy said he was going to be bigger than the Beatles. And here's the one hit that Crispy and St. Peter's had on WRJN.
You with your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. True, that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Yeah.
Simon, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. If you tuned in expecting Cindy, I ain't Cindy. You might have noticed the difference in the voice. But Cindy started a new job today. Yesterday was her last day in a row here at WRJN. We're grateful for everything she did here at WRJN. I mean, she is so loved here and by her listeners. She's going to be back from time to time, just FYI. Okay, but the rest of the regular crew is still here. There's Don in the morning, Kurt in the afternoon. I'm in between those two. And there's also Paul Harvey. The rest of the story coming up at 12:05 today on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Something special to your table with Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their fresh baked special order pies are the talk of the town, from sweet flaky apple and cherry to smooth pumpkin, sweet creamy potato, and indulgent bourbon pecan. Every pie is made from scratch with love and flavor in every bite. Whether you're hosting or bringing dessert, these pies are sure to make everyone smile. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season.
WRJN News, and Paul Harvey's the rest of the story minutes away on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus, the 464th Beatle. Somebody will get that.
Style that shows me. Don't want- local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sugar on it. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. So what's it like driving in and around New York?
Absolutely crazy. Oh, it's pretty bad.
Your favorite map app will show you a lot of red and yellow there and at a lot of other places as Thanksgiving holiday traffic heats up. Some 72 million Americans are expected to drive longer distances this week. More than 3 million are flying today. KYW.